April 22nd, 2023, Halfcast 434, episode 434, let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys, an evening of reflection. Shall we? Georgia woman accused of murdering cheating live-in boyfriend, burying body with brother's help. Oh, it's a love story, kids. High hopes. She wanted so much more for that man than to see him living the lifestyle of a heathen. We should all strive to find someone that wholesome. The heartbreak of disappointment. A Georgia woman was arrested in connection with the 2019 shooting death of her boyfriend, who she believed was cheating on her, authorities said. Newarker Adrian Hurt, 45, was arrested in Atlanta on April 20th and held without bond in Clayton on charges of malice murder, possession of a firearm during the commission of a crime, tampering with evidence, and concealing the death of another person, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported. Whatever happened to talking these things through in a relationship? How am I supposed to know you want to murder me if you don't communicate with me? I mean, I might lie, but then there's the chance that I won't. Clayton County Sheriff LaVon Allen said law enforcement officials launched an investigation after Hurt and the then 17-year-old son of the victim, Sean Jackson, reported the man missing in July 2019. According to Allen, an investigation determined Hurt caught Jackson cheating on her, and she confronted him in front of the home of the woman he was allegedly seeing red-handed. The couple's dispute dragged on for hours, including after they returned to the residence they shared. Cheating is a reality. It's a part of society. It is what it is. But cheating on somebody that you live with, cheating on somebody and then going home, crawling up in bed with them, and possibly sleeping with them also was a different type of disrespect. That's like saying, I'm going to do this right in front of your face and you're never going to find out. The following morning, Allen said Hurt woke up the son and claimed that the teenager's father had left during the night. See, this is why they say hurt people hurt people. That's her way of putting a crappy alibi together. Gonna wake that boy up and tell him his father left, throwing strays, shrapnel, collateral damage, just oozing toxicity. 3 weeks after the alleged incident, Jackson's body was located in Jefferson County, Alabama, in a shallow grave. He had been shot 3 times in the head, and investigators believe he died while asleep. Don't go to bed angry at each other. When they said they had been arguing for hours at the top of the article, I already knew this was something that she was not willing to let go easily. My spidey sense would have been tingling all night. I don't know how he fell asleep in that house. According to Sheriff Allen, authorities allege Sharon Stephen Hurt helped his sister bury Jackson's body. The sheriff's office has also taken out charges on Hurt's brother in connection with the case. He is already incarcerated in connection with unrelated crimes in West Virginia, Allen said. Next up, undercover massage parlor sting nets arrest on prostitution charges. How deep undercover are you willing to go to get the solid evidence that you need? Do you go full happy ending, or do you hit the lapel, the eagle has landed, before you become part of the problem? A tip, excuse me, about suspicious activity at a massage parlor prompted an investigation that led to an undercover operation that resulted in an arrest, according to the Morgan City Police Department. Police say Yu Fang, 47, of Morgan City was arrested on Thursday, April 20th, on charges of prostitution, solicitation, promoting prostitution, and prostitution by massage. I don't know, prostitution by massage sounds kind of sketchy. What if you're only rubbing someone's shoulder and they become hyper-stimulated and just want to give you a few bucks after for a job well done? Investigators said they first received information about the massage parlor on Brashear Avenue in February. A sting was set up and an undercover officer was sent into the business Thursday. How many officers, rookies and veterans alike, were lined up outside the captain's office for that assignment? Oh, the icing on the badge. Reports indicate during the course of the massage, Fang negotiated and offered additional services of a sexual nature for an added cost, according to MCPD, The investigation is ongoing. Next up, South Carolina man cocks gun to ruin the mood after hearing ex-wife have sex. What a miserable human being. Remember, you used to be in the driver's seat. You used to take her for a spin every once in a while. Buddy is over there redlining the engine every chance he gets. Things are not the same. A South Carolina man who still shares a home with his ex-wife, what? Allegedly cocked his gun Friday to ruin the mood after hearing her having sex with her boyfriend in a nearby bedroom, officials said. This is beyond messy, because why were they still under the same roof with each other? It was only a matter of time before one of them began to poke at the new boundaries of them not being together anymore. Alan Riggs, 24, began banging on the walls of their Myrtle Beach duplex in an effort to quiet the couple down shortly before 12:30 a.m., an incident report obtained by the Smoking Gun shows Riggs and the woman are ex-spouses for approximately 2 years and lived together, cops said. How many of you think they were still sleeping together long after the breakup? Listening to seismic activity happening in the next room over, knocking your wedding pictures off the wall. After the couple ignored Riggs's pleas, the frustrated ex allegedly ran to his car to retrieve his firearm and racked the gun outside their bedroom before retreating to the living room. When the woman exited the room for a glass of water, it's an all-star performance up there. She needs some Gatorade. Riggs rushed up to her with the gun still in his hands and told her that if she went back upstairs, she would die. Don't go back up there. I heard what he was doing to you up there. That man was hurt. Meanwhile, homeboy upstairs with the royal honey prepping for round two. It's going to be a long night. Riggs told cops he became upset. You would cry too if it happened to you when he heard his ex-wife having sex and had banged on the wall to try and get them to quit. He turned to his gun only after that method failed, he said. Police confiscated a 9mm pistol from Riggs. He was booked into the county jail on felony domestic violence charges in lieu of $100,000 bond. Something tells me that's going to be the best sleep he's going to get until he moves out of that house. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.